Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis at the end of the sixth wide line. In the previous shiurim, we had learned that the Mishnah taught us that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. As we learned, that's when we start counting the year for as a new year by a king. We had learned it was relevant for Hilchos Shtaris. A predated shtar is possible, and that in order to avoid having a predated shtar, in order to avoid confusion with dates, Chazal established one uniform date for all Jewish kings, being Rosh Chodesh Nissan starts a new year. And then the Gemara proven from Psukim that Rosh Chodesh Nissan was indeed that date. Then the Gemara made a distinction and said that that din, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, was only said regarding Malchei Yisrael. However, regarding Malchei Umos HaOlam, there the date to follow was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the last Gemara we had learned in the previous year proved that from Sukkim. The Gemara proved that by Daryovish, who was a non-Jewish king, obviously from Sukkim we see that Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah for him was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, not Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Moser Rav Yosef asks Rav Yosef, the Pasuk says, B'yoyim Esrim V'arba L'Chodesh B'Shishi, on the 24th day of the 6th month, 6th month being Elul, Bishnah Shtaim L'Dayavish, which was the second year of Dayavish's rule. Bishvi V'Ksiv, and that says another Pasuk. Bishvi, in the 7th month, again, in that same second year, Besen V'Echel Chodesh, the 7th month we know, is Tishrei. Now the question is, Im Isa asked the Gemara, that if Tishrei, Dayavish, is a new year, B'shiva B'shnas Shalosh Mebailei. So this was a new year, because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei begins a new year, Dayavish being a Melech Umos HaOlam. Why is it still part of the same previous year? Omer Rebavua Kairish Melech Kashahaya. Can't bring a proof from Kairish, because Kairish was a Melech Kasher. And Lefikach Mona like Malch Yisrael, we count for him not like the Malch Umos HaOlam from Tishrei, his count is from Nisan. And as Mefarshim explained, the reason why Malchei Yisrael accounted from Nisan, whereas Malchei Umos HaOlam accounted from Tishrei, because Nisan represents a time of Nisim, a time of recognition of the Yad Hashem in this world. So any king, Jewish or not, who acts and reacts and realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Has HaOlam, by him we count from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the month of Nisan. Every other king who doesn't have that relationship in his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he just thinks that everything goes by itself. So with him we count from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, which represents another year, nothing specific in his relationship. Mas of Kula Rav Yosef asks Rav Yosef Chada, firstly, to accept this answer, Imken Kasha Kraya Dadi. We have a following stira, the Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk, V'sheitza Beis Dana, the Beis Hamidrash was completed, Ayoyim Tlosa L'Yerach Adar, in the 3rd day in Adar, the Shnas Sheis L'Machas Dayavish Malka, which was in the 6th year of Dayavish's reign. V'tanya, and we learned in a Braisa, Ba'oysa Shana L'Shana Haba, that time next year, Allah Ezra Bava V'Golusa Imai, Ezra, and he took along a group, went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. V'ksiv, and it says in the Pasuk, V'yava Yerushalayim, he arrives in Yerushalayim, B'chodesh chamishi, hishna shviyis lamelech. He arrives in Av, in the seventh year of the king. Now let's understand. If Ezra is leaving next, if we're counting for the Yovish from Nisan, Beis HaMikdash is completed in Adar. The month after is Nisan. We're saying for the Yovish, we're counting from Nisan, begins the seventh year. Ezra leaves the next year, about the same time, Adar Nisan, and arrives in Av of the following year. That means it already was another Nisan passing. So that would be in the eighth year already. Why does the Pasuk say that it was the seventh year? If what we're saying is correct, then Shnas Hashminas Mabayli, it should be called the eighth year, not the seventh year. Void, furthermore, we have a different question. Me Dami. Yes, you could say that that Kairish was a good king. But there it's talking about Hossam Kairish. Rav Avu was teaching regarding Kairish. Hocha, the Pasuk that we were proving about yesterday, that we're asking a question from, is the Yovish. So even if Kairish was a good king, and like Rashi explains, what makes us think the Kairish was a good king? Because his name implies that. Kairish has the letters Kosher in it. But here we're talking about the Yovish. Answers the Gemara Tana, who Kairish, who the Yovish, who Atrachta. It's all really one and the same person. Kairish, as we just explained, Shemelech Kosher Haya, because he was a Melech Kosher. And like Rashi says, the Yovish and Kairish are the same gematria. Atrachta al Shem Achusai, like we explained yesterday, all the kings, all the Persian kings were called Atrachta, just like all the Egyptian kings were called Parai, and his name was Dayavish Mashmai Dayavish Shmai, and he was called Kairish because he was Kashem. I saw the Mepharshim explain that if we were trying to point out that he was a Kosher king, why do we call him, there was a good king, why do we call him Kosher? We could have called him Hagun or Toiv. Why Kosher? So Mepharshim explained that Daryavish was the son of Esther. So he was actually, according to many Mepharshim, and we'll speak about that a little more later in Mitzvah Shem, a full-fledged Jew. So we want to point out that not only was he a good king, but he was a Kosher. He was a Jew. That's why we call him Kairish, Kosher. Ask the Gemara, Malkum Kasha. So we answered this problem, that the Yavish and Kairish are really the same individual. But we had the previous Kasha that first was saying that the Yavish being Kairish, the Yavish being that he was such a fine person, we count from Nisan. And here we proved in the Pesukim that he too, the date of a new year was not Nisan. Amrav Yitzchak loy Kasha. Kan Kaidim Shehichmetz, kan La'acha Shehichmetz. Before he spoiled, Hichmetz actually means to spoil, while he acted properly, so we counted him like Jewish kings from Nisan. After he didn't act properly, we started counting for him like we count for all Malchei Umas HaOlam from Tishrei. The Shem Shmuel explains, what's this word Hichmetz? Hichmetz means to spoil. Something that becomes Chometz, something that becomes chametz, says the Shem Shmuel, doesn't look the same as something that's not chametz. A person who acts properly and a person doesn't act properly is not the same person. Maskel Rav Kahana, ask Rav Kahana, Umi Hichmetz, is this true that by the time Ezra returned to Eretz Yisrael, the Yavish was no longer such a fine person? For Ksiv, it says that when Ezra went to Eretz Yisrael, the Yavish Kairish sent with him Umach Hashachim, whatever they require, Bnei Tyrin, young bull, Umach Hashachim, Bnei Tyrin, Vedichrin, young bulls, rams, Vimrin, Lal and Lal Kesh Mayim, to be brought up to carbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chintin, wheat, Melech, salt, Chamar, wine, Mash, oil, Tamama Kahana B'Shalayim, according to whatever specifications to Kahana B'Shalayim requested, Lehava Meisyav Lahoim, to be given to them, Yoim B'Yoim, each day, to Lo Shalu, without any fail. They should get it every day. So we see that he was so generous, and he kept on sending all of this to Eretz Yisrael. Omar Rav Rebbe Metunach, from your own bundle, from the passage that you're quoting, we can actually see that he wasn't so great. Because the pasuk continues to say, so they should bring up kabonis, his intention was that they should daven for the success of the king and his children, but his kavana wasn't l'shem shemayim. Ask the Gemara, if somebody acts in such a manner, is this improper? If somebody gives tzedakah in order that his son should be well, or should I should be zoich to olam haba by giving this tzedakah, so there's nothing wrong if you give tzedakah with a motive. So why is the Gemara saying that he wasn't good? Answer the Gemara, Lakasha, can be Yisrael. A Yisrael that gives tzedakah with a motive is fine. Can, by Kechavim, a guy who gives tzedakah with a motive is not acceptable, because, and as Rashi explains, when a Jew gives tzedakah, if afterwards what he wanted wasn't fulfilled, he doesn't regret giving the tzedakah. However, a guy, if he doesn't get what he wants, regrets giving the tzedakah, and that's why it's unacceptable. The Mefarshim discuss the terminology ha'oimer seller zel tzedakah. So one pshat that I saw is that many times it's difficult for a person to bring himself to give tzedakah. So what he says is ha'oimer. He how does he get himself to pledge to give the tzedakah? He says, I'm giving it that my son should be well. I'm giving it that I should have olam haba. It's only at the state of ha'oimer, when he's saying that he's giving the tzedakah, does he have these intentions. But when he actually gives the tzedakah, then he gives it with only the purest intention. The Kedushas Levi explains the Gemara that ha'oimer is not considered an ulterior motive. He explains that it's the same motive HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Somebody is giving tzedakah that his son should live in order that he should have olam haba. So that's actually what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and that's why it's not considered improper. The Satmar Rebbe explains a very interesting pshat. He says that giving tzedakah, even with a motive, is really a tremendous mitzvah. Because a person who gives tzedakah under such a premise is declaring tremendous amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he saying? I believe in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Torah that if one follows the mitzvahs and one gives tzedakah, he will be successful. By him giving tzedakah in such a manner, he's declaring his tremendous belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why such a person is considered very virtuous. Another pshat that I saw is a omer, saying this seller should go to tzedakah. So Mefarshim say that it's difficult for an ani to take tzedakah. A poor person doesn't want to take tzedakah because, as we know, the pasuk says, "Soinei matanus yichya." People don't want to live off others. So how does the person get that the oni should agree to take the tzedakah? He's saying, you're not doing yourself a favor by taking this tzedakah. You're doing me a favor by taking the tzedakah. Because by taking the tzedakah, yichya b'ni, or eska b'chai olam haba. So that's why it's considered virtuous, because that's how he will get the oni to accept the tzedakah. Tosfos asked the question that we know it says in Pirkei Avos, "Altiu kavodim hamishamshim asarav amnas lekabel pras." A person shouldn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive reward. Yet here we see that the Gemara says that you're allowed to give tzedakah under such circumstances. So actually, I think Rashi is bothered with the same question, and that's why Rashi says imrogel b'kach. Al-Gemar is not discussing Rashi's teaching us a person who gave tzedakah once and now wants and now should be considered a tzadik gomer. If a person constantly gives tzedakah more than he's supposed to, perhaps, such a person, even if he gives it for motives, is considered a tzaddik gomer. And actually, the Chidah says it, that if a person is giving more than he's supposed to, that's when he can ask for schar. And in fact, the Chidah says, that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, asisi kechol asher tzivisoni, I did everything I'm required to. And now I'm going beyond the call of duty. Because I'm going lefnim mishuras adin, that's why I can request hashkifam emayin kachchem and hashemayim ovarachas amcha Yisrael, I can request extra reward. But Tosfos says an interesting teretz. Tosfos says that mishnah in Pirkei Avos is speaking to umas ha'olam. It's speaking to goyim. The mishnah says, atiyu kavadam hasham shetzra'al makav pras, because they have regrets if they don't get their reward, not to Jews. And the Tosfos Yontif immediately asks the question on Tosfos, was Pirkei Avos said to Goyim? Pirkei Avos was said to Jews. So what's Tosfos Teretz? So the Tosfos Yontif changes the word of Tosfos, adds one letter. It doesn't say Reza Be'umais Olam, he Reza Ke'umais Olam. There are Jews that have the same Hashkofa as a Goy. A Jew who has a hashkafa like a guy, chas v'shalom, that when he gives staka, he's giving it in order that only to get a reward and will regret if he doesn't get what he asked for, that shouldn't be done. It doesn't make a difference if he's a Jew or a not Jew. It depends on what his perspective is. And actually, with this, we can ask a question. We can answer a question. Because we said earlier in our shir that Kairish was perhaps a Jew because his mother was a guy. Was Esther a Jew? So, if so, what's the Gemara answering? That Kairish gave tzedakah for a motive, and but Goyim giving for a motive is unacceptable. We just finished saying that Kairish is a Jew. So, the Chabina Rav actually asked this question, and the Chabina Rav, based on this question, says that from here we see that even if a Jewish mother, we don't pass in this way, has a child from a non-Jewish father, so the child is not a mamzer, but he does require geiris. And this Staryovish, born from Esther, never had the geiris, and that's why he's not considered a Jew. That's the Chavina Rav's teretz. But according to the way we're explaining Tosfos, it's very gishmak. Even if Staryovish was actually a Jew, it's not a question of you're a Jew or not a Jew. It's a question of what is your perspective. And given that the Yavish's perspective was that he would regret if he didn't get what he asked for, therefore he's not considered. That's why it's unacceptable to give tzedakah for a motive. Other mefarshim explained, the Ran explains it this way in the drashas, the Pirkei Avos is a madrega higher than a tzaddik gomer. Pirkei Avos was said mili the chassidus. Somebody's considered a chassid. Yes, it could be that you're a tzaddik gomer if you give tzedakah even for a motive, but you're not a chassid. Pirkei Avos is speaking, how do you attain this madrega being a chassid? Other mefarshim explain that if Pirkei Avos is speaking about all mitzvahs, and all mitzvahs, certainly a person should not have a motive of receiving a reward when he does the mitzvah. However, tzedakah, given that the Torah tells us, b'chanuni b'na b'zayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, challenges us, give tzedakah, em lo eftach lechem es arubas ha'shamayim ad b'lidai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you give tzedakah, and I will give you wonderful rewards. That's why tzedakah is different than all other mitzvahs, and by tzedakah one can give it with the intent of receiving a reward. There's an interesting vart from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says in Ahavas Chesed that this Gemara, originally did not have the word tzaddik gomer. Originally the Gemara had the words had the abbreviation tzaddik Gimel. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what it meant was tzedakah gemura. Somebody who gives tzedakah with an intent, b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, b'sh'esk l'chayim ha'elam haba, ha'reizet tzedakah gemura. As far as hilchas tzedakah is concerned, he has certainly accomplished mitzvah tzedakah. But that doesn't mean he's a tzaddik gomer, and certainly not a chassid. That we learned in Pirkei Avos, a person should not have any other intention when he's giving tzedakah. Says the Gemara, we have another proof that Daryovish soured, so to speak, that he wasn't anymore a tzaddik. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain, it's implied in his name. Because as we explained earlier in the shir, the name Kairish represents kosher. It has the same letters as the word kosher. But the Mefarshim ask, if that's what the name implies, what's the extra vav with the chav vav reishin? Because it represents 6 years. For the first 6 years, Kairish acted properly. And afterwards, Achmet, he soured. So says the Gemara, another proof that he soured. The Ksiv, Nadbach the Avengelo, he was instructing how they should build the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. He said there should be 3 rows of marble, the Ochadus, and then 1 row of wood, the Nafkasum and Beis Malkatus Yav. And all this should be provided by the palace. Lamli David Hachi, why did he build the Beis HaMikdash in such a fashion? Sover, Imar de Yudai, if the Jews will rebel against me, Ikloi Benura, I'll burn down the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that he didn't have the proper intent. As Tosfos, so we see that this was right away that he didn't act properly, because these materials that the pasuk we just quoted are discussing are the materials that were donated at the beginning. Yet Al Gemara is saying that he only became achmitz later. Says Tosfos that actually Daryavish was never great, but at the beginning it wasn't noticeable. Only later did they start understanding that his intentions were never really that honorable. Ask the Gemara, Otis Shlomo, didn't Shlomo build his Beis HaMikdash in the same way? The Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Shloisha Tori Gozes, there were 3 rows of stone, Vitor Koyrosis Arozim, and 1 row of cedar beams. Answers the Gemara, Shlomo Ovid Mamala, Iu Ovid Mamata. Shlomo put the wood on top, where it was harder to reach to ignite it. He put it lower on the wall. Shlomo Shaka Vinyonai, Shlomo put it deep into the building that it shouldn't be accessible to burn. Chas v'sholem, Eloi shakav v'nyana, he didn't put it that deep. Shloima sadi besida, Shloima covered it with plaster. Eloi sadi besida, that should, and he didn't. So he made it much more easy for it to get burned. And Tosfos says we know all these things not from a pasuk, rather this was a tradition that they knew. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Menolan Dechmetz, how do we know that he turned away from acting properly? Mahocha. It says in the Pasuk, V'yomeli Amelech, V'shegel Yeshevas Etzloi. The king's speaking to me, and the shegel is sitting next to him. My shegel. Asked him, what is a shegel? Amar, Rav Baleim, M'shmei the Rav, Kalbasa. A dog. That the Yavish started having relations with a dog, which, as Rashi explains, even Goyim may not have relations with animals, because the Pasuk says, V'hoyu l'basar echad, relations may only take place between a male and a female. Ask the Gemara, El ma'ata hadiksiv, V'amor shmai hisremamta, you exalted yourself against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'mane debesa hisiv kadmach, and the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash were brought to you, V'ant and you, the Rav Ravach and your nobles, the Shiglachsach, Lechant Noschach, those are your wives, Cham and Shisim behind, were all drinking from these Kele HaMikdash, that's referring to Baal Shetzer. Ask the Gemara, is Shega Kalbasahi, if we're defining Shegel to be a dog, Kalbasa Bas Mishta Chamrihi, could a dog drink wine? And says the Gemara, Halai Kasha, the mouthful of a Shasha, it could be trained to drink wine from a cup. El Mat asked the Gemara, the Ksiv, a pasuk in Tehillim, Benois Melochem bi Krisecha, the daughters of kings honor you, Nitzva Shegel Imenecha, the Shegel stands to your right, the Kesem Ofer, and the golden jewelry of Ofer, very expensive jewelry. Ask the Gemara, is Shegel if a shegel is considered a dog, the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael that they'll have relations with dog, is that the reward they will get? Because Torah is so dear to Klal Yisrael, just like the shegel is to Rav Kechavim, you will be zoicha to have this wonderful reward, this wonderful jewelry. So Mefarshim ask, is there no better way to describe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our love to the Torah, just describing it as the relation with a dog? So the Mefarshim explain, having relations with a dog is something that's quite embarrassing. The Gemara is teaching us a person should be so prepared to learn Torah that he should be prepared to embarrass himself just to be able to understand a piece of Gemara. Another shot that I saw is that a relationship between a human and a dog is an inexplicable relationship. It's not a natural relationship. Explain to Mefarshim, our love for the Torah should be so deep and so significant, it should be inexplicable, it should be without any bounds. Another teretz, Rabbi Yisrael Oilam Shegel Malkasihi. Shegel really means a queen. However, Rabbi Balema Gemara Gemela, he had a tradition that he didn't have his relations with a queen, rather he had it with a dog. Vamai Karle Shegel, and why is it called a queen? Shoyso HaChaviva Lov Keshegel. The dog was so loved to him, just like a Shegel is loved. Like the queen is love to a queen. Inami Shashiva v'makom shavah. Normally the queen has a throne next to the king. He put this dog on the queen's throne. Ibai Sayim Nolan Dachmetz. Another proof. How do we know that Daryavish didn't act properly? Mehocha. Diksiv. At kesim kikrim meya. Up to 100 talents of silver. V'atchantin karim. Chit. V'atchantin karim meya. 100 karim. 100 kar of wheat, v'tchamer bas and meyer, and 100 bas of wine. Bas we learned to Masech Tebeya is a measure of 3 saw, v'bas and mashach meyer, and 100 bas of oil, u'malach di loiksav, and unlimited salt. Says the Gemara, mikara b'loik tzusa. Originally, when he donated, he denied it without any limit. Now we find b'ketzusa, v'ashtu b'ketzusa. So we see that he wasn't as generous anymore. Ask the Gemara, v'dimma mikara lehava lekemle b'ketzusa. Maybe at the beginning he didn't know the budget. So since he didn't know the budget, he just donated. Now that he became to understand the budget, he followed what was necessary. Says the Gemara, this is indeed not a proof, the ichmetz. El mechvata kishnina mikara, we have to go back to one of the earlier answers that proved the ichmetz. Uregolem, we learned in the Mishnah that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah for a golem, and as we're going to explain, what that means, that if somebody donates something, and we'll explain exactly what he donated, he has to pay it up within 3 regolim, being Pesach being the first, and Shavuos and Sukkos. Ask the Gemara, if it's following the Yontif of Pesach, so it shouldn't say Echad b'Nissan, regolim b'Echad b'Nissan hu, it's not Rosh Chodesh Nissan, b'Chav Isha Mos b'Nissan, Pesach begins on 15 days in Nissan. Says the Gemara, that's actually what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Chizkiah, that's what the Mishnah meant. Regal, Shabbai Rosh Hashanah regolim, was referring to Pesach, which is the Yontif, which is in the month of Nisan, which is the month, which is the Yontif, that is the first Yontif for the Rosh Hashanah l'regolim. So the Mefarshim says, so what does it say, Rosh Chodesh Nissan? It should have said, Pesach in the Mishnah is the Rosh Hashanah Regolim. So what teretz I saw is that, as we said, and as we will learn very soon in Mitzvah Shem, the order of the Yom Tovim for Baal Ta'achar is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. But the question is, why is Pesach the first Yontif? So the Gemara is answering, since it's in Nisan, and Nisan is the first month, Rishon Hu Lechem, L'chatshi Hashana. That's why the Torah chose that Pesach should be the first Yontif for the order of Baal Ta'achar. Another Torah that I saw is that in order for one to be over Baal Ta'achar, the halacha is that he has to have been in Yerushalayim the whole Yontif. But for in order for a person to be in Yerushalayim the whole Yontif, he can't just leave Erev Pesach. In those days they didn't have modern means of transportation. When does he have to leave? He has to leave already from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's why the Mishnah mentions from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Amar Rav Chizkiah, so Rav Chizkiah says the Gemara, Nafkamina, what does it mean when we say that this is Rosh Hashanah Regolim? L'noider. That if somebody made a neder, l'mekem ala Baal Ta'achar, when is he violated Baal Ta'achar? And it's going according to Shimon Hi, the Tanya, echra noider, if somebody makes a neder, vechra magdish, if somebody is magdish something, vechra marach, if somebody says erich, we know that everybody in the Torah, every person, based on his gender and his age, has a value given to him by the Torah. And the Torah is saying that if somebody donates that, kiven sha'avrala of shalosh regalim, if three regalim passed and he hasn't paid his debt, over bal ta'achim, he has violated bal ta'achim. Shimon says, Shalosh Regalim Kesidron, that it's not just any three Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim have to follow a specific order. V'chag Hamatzah Tchila. It has to be Pesach first. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos is the order. V'kayin Hayar Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon Ben Yochai would say, Regalim, Pam Shloisha, Pam Arba, Pam Chamisha. Sometimes it takes three Yom Tovim to be over Baal Tachar, sometimes it takes four, and sometimes it takes five. Ketzad, how does that work? Not lefnei Pesach, if he made his nether right before Pesach, shloisha. So after three yom tovim, he will have violated baal ta'achar. If he made it lefnei etzeres, if he made his nether right before Shavuos, it'll be chamisha. It'll be five yom tovim, because we have Shavuos, Sukkos, and then we begin Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, a total of five. And if he made his nether lefnei achag, before Sukkos, it'll be arba, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So begins the Gemara Braisa and says, Chayve Hadomim. If somebody says he's donating his value, what is his value as a servant? Ve'erchin, you just described. Ve'charomim. So there are two types of charomim. There are Cherme Gevoya, where somebody donates a donation to the Bedek Abayis, to the upkeeper of the Beis HaMikdash, and there are Cherme Kahanim. Rashi explains that our Gemara is referring to Cherme Gevoya, what goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos, however, holds that it's going both to Cherme Gevoya and Cherme Bedek Abayis. V'hagdeishos, and somebody's magdish something. And there's an interesting machloikus Rishonim. What will be the halacha if somebody makes a nether l'dvar rishus? He just makes a nether, I'm going to do somebody a favor. So there, all the Rishonim agree that the lav about ta'achar does not apply. But what happens if somebody makes a nether l'dvar mitzvah? I'm going to learn something, or I'm going to do a specific mitzvah. But it isn't in this category. It's a machloikas Rishonim if one is over about ta'achar under such circumstances. Tosfos continues to teach us. We'll get to Tosfos in a second. Chataz v'shamos, if somebody offered a carbon, donated a carbon chataz or carbon oshim because he did a specific avera, oil is shlomim, if somebody's mechuyev a carbon oil or carbon shlomim, tztaka, if somebody is mechuyev tztaka. So Tosfos points out that we're going to learn in the Gemara later that tztaka is different than all other nedarim, and by tztaka, one is over immediately if he doesn't give the tzedakah, Rava teaches us. And Tosfos actually then asks, here we see that there is a concept about ta'achar of gimel regalim even by tzedakah. Says Tosfos that our Gemara, our Braisa is referring to a situation with a ani, there is no poor person here that I have to give tzedakah to. So there halacha is that he's over baal ta'achar after three yom tovim. However, if there's a poor person right here, right now, the person is over baal ta'achar if he doesn't give him the tzedakah immediately. However, says the Rebbeinu Peretz, why, if there's no ani available, is he mechuyev in baal ta'achar if three yom tovim passed? If there's no ani, he should never be mechuyev in baal ta'achar. Says the Rebbeinu Peretz that if he went to Yerushalayim three times for the three regalim, and he didn't see a poor person, that means that there certainly was a poor person, and he wasn't looking properly to find him, and that's why he's over baal ta'achar. Tosfos also makes the point that if someone gives money to tzedakah, and now we have a gabbai tzedakah, and the gabbai tzedakah doesn't distribute the tzedakah money in a timely fashion, there is no iser baal ta'achar on the gabbai tzedakah. There's an interesting sharatzion in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, since we see here, and we'll discuss some more in the Avav and Mitzvah Shem, how tzedakah has to be given immediately, so he discusses an interesting shaila. The halacha is that if Sukkos, a person comes home and it's still raining, particularly on the first night, but even on other nights, second night, the person wants to wait till maybe stop raining and he'll be able to eat in the sukkah. Says the Mishnah Brura, what will be if the person brought home a poor person as a guest? Here we're learning in our Tosfos that you have to immediately take care of your guest. So by you not taking care of your guest and giving him the food that he so desperately needs, you're over about to acher. And maybe the Torah doesn't require you to wait till it stops raining. So it perhaps it's better that you should give the poor person his food versus waiting that it should stop raining. Maisris, somebody has to give Maiser. And Tosfos asks three questions. First of all, Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Braisa include Truma? So Tosfos says, Truma is included with Maisa. Then Tosfos asks, why isn't Bikurb listed? So Tosfos says that Truma, that Bikurim has a very small window when it could be brought. It was supposed to be brought between Pesach and Shavuos, and since it has this short window, the Braisa doesn't mention it because it doesn't come out that we should have three Yom Tovim anyway. But then Tosfos says, we know that there's a halacha of Bir Maisris, that after the three first years of the cycle, and then again after the second 3 years of the cycle, any Maiser that wasn't delivered had to be burnt. So as Tosfos, here was saying that after three Yom Tovim, one is over Baal Ta'achar. Yet there we see we have up to 3 years. So some Rishonim actually say that this person is Mechuyiv two Averis. One is Baal Ta'achar, and one is a separate din of Bir Chometz, a Bir Maisris. Another Teretz is that the halacha is that we're not Mechuyiv and Baal Ta'achar until one was mafresh, separated out the miser from the pile. So let's say he didn't actually physically separate it out. So because of Baal Ta'achar, he would not be mechuyev. But because of the issue of beer miseris, he has the obligation to separate the miser and give it before the end of the third year and before the end of the sixth year. Now, there's another teretz. What would be the halacha? Similar teretz, what would be the halacha if the we spoke about this a lot in Masech Tabeya, if the produce wasn't completely processed? So since the produce wasn't completely processed, there is no chiv maisris, certainly not midaraisa. So there's no chiv bal ta'achr. But let's say somebody completes the processing after yontif, but before the zman biur, so you will not be over bal ta'achr, but we will be over for not if he didn't rid himself of it before this man habir. Tosfos, the Chazanish makes an interesting observation. He says, let's say one was over Baal Ta'achar with his maestris. We know that during the time of the beer maestris, one would have to say a vidu maeser, and in that vidu maeser, part of the nusach is a sisi kechol asher tzivisoni. A person cannot say a sisi kechol asher tzivisoni if on this produce he was over Baal Ta'achar. Bechor maeser, this is maeser behema or pesach, a karen pesach, leket shichlepeya, which are matnas aniyim. The halacha is kivin shavalem shal shugolim. If three yom tovim passed and he hasn't given them, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Tosfos goes into a discussion. Leket shichlepeya is something that's not given. It's something that the aniyim take themselves. So how could one be over Baal Ta'achar with them? So Tosfos says that the case being discussed is where the person did the wrong thing. He, instead of leaving the leket shichem peya for the aniyim, he took it into his home, and now he realizes that he's supposed to do the right thing and give them to the poor people. And here, the halacha of the Braisa teaching says that if he doesn't give it within the prescribed time, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Another teretz given is sometimes peya, where it's in an inaccessible place, there the halacha is that the owner of the field collects the payah and gives it to the poor people, and that's the circumstance that he could be over Baal Ta'achar if he doesn't give it to them in the timely fashion. Shimon Omer, as we've said, Shalosh Shugam Kesidrin. That means according to the Tanakhama, as long as three Yom Tovim passed, in no specific order, he's over Baal Ta'achar. According to Shimon, it has to be a specific order, Chag HaMatzah Tchila, with Pesach being the first Yontif. Remei Oimer, Kivin Shavaleim Regel Achad, once one Yontif passes, Oiva Baal Ta'achar, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Kivin Shavaleim Shnei Regolim, when two Yom Poivim pass, Oiva Baal Ta'achar, Oiva Baal Ta'achar, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Oimer, Kivin Shavaleim Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaSukkos has to pass, Oiva Leim Baal Ta'achar. And the Gemara is going to explain each one of these positions. My Tam the Tanakama. What's the reason of Tanakama that says as soon as three Yom Tovim pass with no specific order, one is over Baal Ta'achar? Says the Gemara, Michti. Menai is Solik. The Pasuk says, Sholosh Pam Bishana, Yiro Kol Zechurcha, Espnei Hashem Lekecha, B'mekoy Ma Sheyivchar, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShvuos, B'chag HaSukkos, V'lo Yiro Espnei Hashem Reika. So the Torah repeats the three Yom Tovim. And the question is, in the previous psukim, the Torah already mentioned all of these Yom Tovim. Lama lila mehed amichtav. So why did the Torah have to repeat b'chag HaMatzis, b'chag HaShvuos, b'chag HaSukkos? Shmamina, the Torah is teaching us that Baal Ta'achar, one is over Baal Ta'achar when he lets the three Yom Tovim pass without having brought, without having fulfilled his obligation. There's an interesting shaila. According to the Tanakhama, you have to have three Yom Tovim. There's no specific order mentioned. What would be the halacha, asked the Mefarshim, that if a person let one Yontif pass, and then the next Yontif, he couldn't bring the carbon because he was sick, or a different situation, then another Yontif pass, and in total you have three Yom Tovim, but they weren't consecutive. What would be the halacha? Will he be mechuyev for Baal Ta'achar or not? It seems that the Meiri holds that as long as three Yom Tovim pass, even though they weren't consecutive, the Tanakhama holds he'll be over Baal Ta'achar. However, the Tori Evin and the Sfas Emes hold that they have to have three consecutive Yom Tovim. Rav Shimon Oimer, and it's Tzarech Loim v'chag HaSukkos. It certainly doesn't have to speak about Sukkos. Shebei Dibur HaKosef, the parasha that we have this pasuk in is in the parasha Sukkos, Loman Nemar. Why did the Torah repeat Sukkos? Loim Shazah Akron. Sukkos has to be the last Yontif. So Sukkos is the last Yontif, Pesach must be the first. So we have Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Remeya, who says only one Yontif has to pass, and he's Chayiv, my Tama, the Ksiv, Ubasa Shama, Vavesim Shama. As soon as you come, you have to bring, and if you don't bring, you're over Baal Ta'achar. Ask the Gemara. Rabbanan. So what are Rabbanan going to do with that pasuk? Hahula essay. They're going to say that pasuk is teaching us that if a person doesn't bring the carbon right away, he's mechuyev for an essay. But the lois essay, he's only over according to Rabbanan. The other sheet is after three or two yom tovim. Rabbanan. Ramei, what does Ramei say? Kiv in the Amal Rechmana Aisi. If the Torah says Ramei to the Rabbanan, says that you have to bring the carbon immediately, because you too, says Ramei to the Rabbanan, are agreeing that if you don't bring it immediately, you're chayiv, at least you're over an assay. So Mameila, it must be commonly Baal Ta'achar, the Torah would have not given, says Ramei, two different times, one for the assay and one for the lois assay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, my Tama, that he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, it's two Yom Tovim. The Ksiv, Elu Tassel Hashem, B'moyadeichem. The Torah speaks about Moyadeichem. Miet Moyadim, the minimal amount of Moyadim, is Shnayim, two Yom Tovim. Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, that don't agree with this, what will they say this Pasuk is teaching us? They say, Hu L'Chad Rabbi Yoina. That Pasuk is teaching us something Rabbi Yoina taught us. Dom Rabbi Yoina. All of the Musaf Kabbonis that were brought on the Yom Tovim are compared. Shechulam Kaprim Atumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. They all come to, as a Kapara, if somebody walked into the Beis HaMikdash B'Shoigeg when he was Tamei, or somebody ate Kachim without knowing, again, that he was Tamei, which it's Aser. By the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Torah tells us that that is the reason we bring that Musaf, and now Rabbi Yonah tells us that all the Musafim, all the Siri Chatos that were brought on the Yom Tovim, that's why they were brought. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon by Tama, according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, who says that Chag HaSukkos always has to be the yontiv to pass to be over Baal Ta'acha. What's the reason? Similar to what Rav Shimon says. The Tanya Rabbi Lezer, Rav Shimon Omer, lo yoyim chagas sukkos. There's no reason for the Torah to repeat chagas sukkos. Shabai diba akosuv. This parasha Baal Ta'acha is in the parasha of chagas sukkos. What is the Torah lom and nemer? What is the Torah repeat chagas sukkos? Loyim shazeh goyim. This is the yontiv that causes one to be over Baal Ta'acha, and as soon as chagas sukkos passes and one didn't fulfill his obligations, chas v'sholem, he's over Baal Ta'acha.